This is the session of California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and it's in a lot of ways a continuation of the previous session. It's the way, kind of the way it was planned, and I hope that folks are oozing back in here. I'm Roger Peterson, and I'm channeling Bernice Kandarian, president of CCCV. She was here most of the afternoon, and she's not been. She has back trouble and hip trouble and stuff, and she said she just had to lie down. So she asked me to introduce the program, to apologize for her not being here, and to thank everyone for coming, those of you who are still here. Donna Sanchez is here. She's treasurer of CCCLV, and she'd love to have dues from anyone who would like to pay them. The program says that this session is about Apple TV, and there will indeed be a presentation about Apple TV. But before we do that, this being an organization of people with low vision, and Kimberly Klein being here representing the company that's arguably the most low vision specialized of any in the technological field, we thought it'd be good for her to be able to give you some ideas about, or tell you about the newest features of the newest version of Zoom Text, their flagship product, if you will. And so we're going to ask her to do that for a half an hour or so, and then we're going to do the Apple TV thing. Okay? Kimberly, are you here?
All right, well, thank you very much, Roger. I appreciate being here. Some of you, I was here for part of the other presentation for Zoom Readers. So I am Kimberly Klein. I'm the regional channel manager for AI Squared. A little bit of history on myself. I've been in this industry over 20-some years. I do have full vision, which is probably a little bit interesting that I've been in this industry a long time. But I've mainly been a trainer and been a dealer for different companies. And I learned early on that having vision, people thought, well, yeah, you can do it because you can see. So I learned really quickly that I needed to unplug my mouse and get rid of my monitor and use a computer with keystrokes. So again, I did a lot of work with GW Micro, the maker of Window Eyes, did training for them. I've been a dealer for them. But most recently, I came on board about 4 months ago with AI Squared. Roger, thank you for that introduction. AI Squared, the maker of Zoom Text, is one of the premier magnification programs on the market, and I'm going to do a little bit of history, talk about where we're going with our product, some of our other products that maybe you don't know about, and then of course answer any questions that you guys have. I also have demos, so if you don't have Zoom Text 10 and want a copy of it, I brought demo copies, so I can give you as many of those as you need, and then any of the other products I talk about, I have demos or handouts as well. I'll also be here tomorrow and Saturday at A.T. Crowder's booth, and I'll have that information there as well. So, and if you there's something we don't get covered today, or if you have further questions, please come by and see me there. So first of all, I just wanted to kind of go into AI Squared. We were founded in 1987. Our flagship product is Zoom Text. We're based in Manchester, Vermont, and we have over 100,000 customers in over 40 countries. So it is pretty big, pretty spread out. We are the world's best-selling computer screen magnification and reading software. So we're really, really thrilled with that. And of course, we're sold through worldwide dealers. Basically, you probably know a lot of this. I'm going to skip through it pretty quickly. But the main reason that people use screen magnification and screen reading is to reduce eye strain. It provides computer access for people that have severe visual impairments. And it allows users to be more productive. Employees, or even for yourself on the computer, just more beneficial. And it's funner to use when you can see it, obviously, and that it's reading to you. I want to talk about our products, because we have some products that people don't know about. Zoom Text Express is one of them, and I did bring demos of that. This is a really great product, and I'm introducing it to my dad right now, who's 82, who's just starting to struggle using the computer. It allows you to change the mouse pointer, change the cursor, and then have the magnification only go up to 2x. But it does provide some features that some people really need, and they maybe don't need Zoom Text, and they don't need the reading portion. And it's a lot more economical. It's $49 for this, or if you're wanting to get it on USB, it's $59. But I do have demonstrations copies of that as well. Then our main flagship product comes in two flavors. We have ZoomText Magnifier and ZoomText Magnifier and Reader. Of course, the reading portion, you're going to hear that today, and I'll be showing you ZoomText 10 with the reading portion. That also comes on CD, or you can get it on a USB. The reason that you would want to get it on a USB would be for this particular purpose. If you're getting our products, you can install it up to three different machines. But let's say that you're in an office environment and you have a situation where a fourth person needs to use a particular product, something like that. If you get it on a USB thumb drive, you have the ability to make that fourth install be roving. You could take it from computer to computer to computer by having it on a USB drive. So it makes more sense to do it that way. No, it's just it's all encompassed on the thumb drive. Yeah, you just have to have permission from wherever you're at to be able to install. Absolutely. So some people do put them on the thumb drive for that particular reason. Another popular item that we have, and I only brought it in one flavor, I only brought it with the white on black, but is our ZoomText keyboards. These are so popular, and you've probably either have seen them or used them. I'm going to pass this around. This one, again, is the white on black. We also have the black on yellow. It's popular for several reasons. Obviously, the keycaps are quite large. The font point on there is 36 points. But also, you have the ability, if you're using ZoomText, to take the programmable keys that are on the top and use them for ZoomText features, to make it bigger, smaller, slower, faster, change the voice. But again, I'm going to bring my dad up. He's not using ZoomText, but he couldn't see his keyboard anymore, so he'd love that I got him that for Father's Day. And you can take those keys, if you're not using them for ZoomText, and you can program them to do anything. So he was struggling with launching certain web pages and things like that, so I just programmed all the keys to do all his features that he wants to do, and now he can hit those keys and get into wherever he wants to go. So that's another wonderful product that we have. The ZoomText camera I have at the booth, I didn't bring it, I didn't think I was going to have room up here, but if you have ZoomText 10, we do have what we call ZoomText camera, and you plug right into your computer with ZoomText, and it's like you have a CCTV that you can basically travel with. Okay, now it's not, I will tell you, if those of you that have used a CCTV for years, it's not quite as quality, as good as a CCTV, but you've got to realize it's portable and it's something you can take with you, and the highest cost is $179 for it, depending on what stand you get for it. So there's a big difference between $179 and $2,000. Okay, so you have it's a camera on a stand, but you can use it within ZoomText, and ZoomText then allows you to change the size, the color, and the clarity, the focus, the background lighting, and everything with it. So it's really a great device that you have at your availability if you're using ZoomText 10. We also have a product, the I Love You, and I can pass this around as well. This is the product, the only product that we have that we didn't create. Chris Park Design made this. It's a portable handheld magnifier, and I'll go ahead and pass this around as well. Let me turn it on. I had it on, but it automatically turns off if you don't use it within. It's Chris Park Design created this. Chris used to work for Hims. Yep, the Hims guy. He used to work for Hims, then he worked for GW Micro. Chris gets around town. He's kind of like me, I tell you that, Chris. So it has a 4.3-inch screen. It's 8 ounces. It has 12 zoom levels. The highest it goes to is 32x. It's the highest of all the portables. It has 4 levels of brightness, 16 levels of contrast, 6 color modes. It ships with a 2 gigabyte SD card. It accepts all the way up to a 32 gig, but it ships with a 2 gig. And the reason that card is there is because you can take snapshots and save them. So let's say you're in the grocery store and your doctor just talked to you about your cholesterol level, or you can't have so much salt or whatever. You can take snapshots of different things in the store, save them, go back to the doctor, check to see, hey, is this okay? Can I buy this product, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, absolutely. And you also can plug it into your TV. So if the actual unit itself, that 4.3-inch screen, isn't big enough and you want to see something even larger, you can plug it into your TV and expand it out on the actual TV set. The battery life of it is 3.5 hours, and then when you go to plug it in and charge it, it takes about 2 hours to fully charge it. It's $495, 3.5 hours. Yeah, it's. If you want to open the legs open up if you're, yeah. The legs are there, so if you're wanting to go across the book and you're just wanting to go back and forth, you can move it. You can write under it as well. It's a little bit of a challenge, but yes, you can get under there. I've had people sign checks. But it makes it really easy for when you're scanning over the information. So it is $495, which really is a great price compared to everything else that's out there for everything that this little unit can do. And it comes in a little pocket case to where women can carry it in their purse or guys could carry it in their shirt pocket, et cetera, to kind of keep it safe. It doesn't have a hip clip, no. That wouldn't be probably too hard to design, but they did not do that. Yeah, I would think that that's something, yeah, that you could easily get, but basically right now it just comes in like, I'll let you feel that, what it's like. Okay, so that's called the I Love You. It's I-L-O-V-I-E-W. And I do have flyers on that too. If anybody wants one, maybe you can raise your hand and Steph's walking around and she can pass those out. Okay, so that's our main product line. We're going to talk about the magnifier for just a minute, and then we'll go ahead and get into Zoom Techs. Our magnifier magnifies anywhere from 1x to 36x. It has 9 zoom window types, and we'll go through those window types as well. Of course, it has a color pointer and cursor enhancements, and it tracks on all screen activity. We have the web, desktop, and text finders. We also have XFont, advanced text magnification. And we do have dual monitor support, but it is limited. It's not full dual monitor support, but I will let you know that that's something we're working on currently, and we will have that. I can't give you an exact date because I don't have an exact date, but we will have that as well because that's becoming more and more popular that people need that. And, of course, the magnifier reader, it has all the same features as the magnifier, but this has complete screen document reading, human-sounding synthesizer, and it reads on all text, events, echoes typing, character, and word. Of course, reads documents, web pages, and email, and you'll get a chance to see all that in just a minute. Those of you that have the ability to look up and see the screen, this is what our user interface looks like. It's very clean, crisp. We've gotten lots of compliments on it. It's very easy to use. The great thing about Zoom Text as well is it has keystrokes to pretty much do every single feature. There's very little that you have to use the mouse, but of course you can access everything with the mouse. I love that because a lot of our dealers have no vision, and I train them how to use this product so they can show it and help people that call in for tech support. So there is keystroke access to almost everything. This just kind of shows you on the screen from somebody using it at 1x to 2x to 4x and the difference on the size. We also show some different type of enhancements. You have the ability to make the mouse pointer larger. You can put crosshairs, and I'll be showing you some of that in just a bit. Of course, where can Zoom Text help? On the web. People that want to have things magnified or read to on a web page for email, word processing, or spreadsheets. You can use it for presentations, multimedia, home, workplace, or school. And I'm going to be showing you a demo. This is what the camera looks like, but again, you can come by the booth tomorrow. And the camera has the ability to be on that clamp stand, or you can have an actual stand, a table stand, and I brought it with both. So if you want to come by and check it out, you can do that. And when you use this, you have the ability to have the screen be half, or you can have it take up your whole computer monitor. We talked about Zoom Text Express already. We talked about the large keyboard. Again, there's 18 programmable keys. It's available in those two colors. It's a great companion to Zoom Text. If you're wanting the keyboard and you purchase it when you purchase Zoom Text, it is $20 cheaper. The keyboard's $99, but if you purchase it when you purchase Zoom Text, it's $79. Zoom Text, price-wise, is $399 for just the magnification, $599 if you want the reader. Those of you that have Zoom Text 9 and want to upgrade to 10, it's $149 if you just have the magnification, $199 if you have the reader, and then I'm going to tell you what you would get the differences between 9 and 10. Zoom Reader, I showed you guys earlier, it's an app that you can install on your phone. It allows you to then snap a picture with your phone, perform OCR, what you just took a picture with, and it will come and read it to you. It's an app that you can download through iTunes, and it's $19.99. We're in the midst of making some upgrades and changes to that app. We've had some people that really want to use it on an iPad and some other features, and so we're in the midst of changing that right now. That's right, $19.99. Yes, 4S, yes, across the board. Uh-huh. Absolutely. The other app that we have is called Zoom Contacts, and this just does work on an iPad, and this allows you, if you're putting contacts in your iPad, to change the font color, size, style, etc. And this is great. It's $4.99. I mean, it's a great app for the price. $4.99, sorry. Let me go back to Zoom Text. So Zoom Text is $399 or $599, where these apps are $4.99 and $19.99. Zoom Reader, or Zoom Text Image Reader, this is coming soon, and we're just starting to talk about it. It either will be out by the end of the year or the first part of next year. You probably have all used an OCR product. I could name several up here, whether it's OpenBook, whether it's Kurzweil, or any of them. So people say, why in the world do we need another OCR product? Oh my gosh. Well, the reason we created this, we're not saying their products aren't good, because they are. We think they're overpriced. And we think that maybe you don't need all those bells and whistles. So if we could strip some of that out and just give you a great OCR product, that really, what do you want with OCR products? You want them to be able to read complicated documents and do a good job. If it has columns, or if it has a newspaper, or it has all this weird stuff, you want something that's easy to use, that always gives you good recognition, and it's affordable. That's what we hear all the time. So that's what we're in the midst of doing for you. I don't have total prices for you, but I will tell you it will be cheaper than what's out there. It will be bundled with a camera, and it will be out soon. It'll be more like a hover cam. It'll have a stand with like a type of, you can basically roll it up and put it in your briefcase, but it'll have a notched out area so you know exactly where to put the camera, and you'll know exactly where to put the text so there's no confusion. Now, when we first created it, we said people have to use Zoom Text and you have to use them together. We rethought that, and we had some people testing it, and we decided that it can be a standalone unit. So, it's forthcoming. It's a standalone integrated OCR application for Zoom Text, or you can use it by itself. It's going to be a document, camera, and OCR software package that's going to allow you to scan, read, printed materials, image files, or screen captures. That's a pretty big deal. That's a really big deal. So we're excited about that. It's portable, lightweight. You won't need any external power. You're just going to plug it right into your USB. So that will be released. And we have another product coming out that I can't tell you anything about. So all I will do is say, be glued to our website starting next year, because I'm very excited about this product, but they told me I couldn't share anything. So I said, all right. And then, of course, I already showed you the I Love You. Primary markets for our company, our corporations, government agents, schools, libraries, and end users. Again, we sell in 40 different countries, and I've listed a few of them here. Summary, we're the leading computer screen magnifier and reading software worldwide. We feel we have the best software to assist users with visual impairments on the market. We help users with eye strain and vision fatigue. We improve employee productivity. I think that our software is very configurable. It meets each individual's needs, and it's fun and easy to use. This is really important to me because I come from a training background, is we have excellent training webinars, and we have them pretty much something going on all the time. So every other Wednesday we have for new users how to use Zoom Text. Every other Thursday we have what's new in Zoom Text 10. And then monthly we have various topics that people send to, into us that they want us to teach on. Like we did something on PDFs and we've done stuff on how to use our camera and that type of thing. If you miss any of these webinars, you can come and go to our web. They're all pre-recorded and you can listen to them. The great thing about getting in on them live is you can ask questions. But I mentioned earlier that we are looking at coming and doing training for you. We're looking at coming to training sites and doing 1 and 2 day trainings. So if you're really thinking that that's something that you're interested in, make sure you grab a card. Let me know about that. I'm working with someone right now in our company and developing that. Okay. While I'm kind of... here it's AT Crowder or Western Assistive Technology, and they have several resellers underneath them. And they'll be here at the show. So make sure you come by their booth. You can also grab my card. And then in Northern California, it's Sterling Adaptives. And again, they have several resellers underneath them as well. All right, so it's just going to take me a second to set up here. I'm going to put on Zoom Text and then run through what's new in Zoom Text 10 and a few other features. While I'm doing that, shout out any questions and I'll be glad to answer them as well. Yes. In fact, one of our training webinars takes you through the best way to read Adobe files and look at them. Any other questions while Zoom Text is coming up here? Oh, sure. If you want one of my cards, just raise your hand and I'll come around and make sure you have one. There you go. Yep. If you have questions about training or other questions. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and my family's in California, so this is like very simple for me to come down here. So give me more excuses to come here. I would love it. Are you making that as a statement or is it? Okay, because I was going to say, if that's a question, I was going to say, yes, it is. Well, of course, I love to hear that. Now, but let me state this because it's going to come out and you're going to see it tomorrow because they're going to be hammering us. Magic just came out with their new release last week. And they will come to you and let you know why, of course, you need it. So let me just address a few things, and I'm not here to bash them. They do have the font smoothing now, and they have done a few other things. I kind of joke and say, isn't it magic? It looks like Zoom Text. It looks very similar to our product. They've done a lot of improvements, which that's good. They needed to do that. They are offering specials and will come and try to get you to trade. All I will say is try it before you buy it, and I'm not going to get into any of that because we've had some different ways of it working on different computer systems, so I'll just leave it at that. Eventually, we will have a comparison chart where we have our product on a machine and their product on a machine and show you head-to-head where it stands. But it was just released, and I'm sure they'll have it here at the show. And if they don't, they should, so... Okay, so we're in Zoom Text right now, and I'm just at 2x, but of course we know that we can move up to a higher level, so I'm going to do that. How come I'm not hearing anything, you guys?
Five X, six X, seven X.
So you'll see that even when we go up to 7X, is that pretty crisp and clean? Looks really, really good. So we could keep going and going and going up to 36 if we wanted to.
8, 10, 12, 14x.
Well, notice when we get to the bigger magnifications, we jump up two at a time.
16x, 20x, 24x, 28x, 32x, 36x.
You've got... But still, look how crisp and clean that is. You can still see the text really, really good. Okay, so that's what we're well known for. I'm going to go down. So I'm just doing Alt plus and Alt minus.
32x. 5x, 4x, 3x, 2.5x, 2x, 2.5x.
Okay, So obviously we know we can go from 1x all the way up to 36x. Now we have several different types of Zoom windows, and I talked about those. The default is full. Full means everything is magnified on the screen, and we can also go into overlay, lens, line, and docked. I'll just cover a couple of them because I only have, I think, like 10, 15 minutes left, and I want to spend most of the time on what's new in ZoomText 10. But let's show you overlay.
Overlay. Zoom window overlay.
So you now see that just what's magnifying is down in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. You can size that window. You can move that window. All kinds of things. But as I move around, the rest of the screen is small. Just that particular text is blown up in that particular corner of the screen. Another popular type of overlay window or type of window is, I'm going to go into docked. I'm going to go Control-Shift-Z, which is the keystrokes.
Zoom window lens, zoom window line, zoom window dock bottom.
And I'm going to go ahead and launch Word.
Run. Open. Okay. Open.
I probably need to learn how to type because I typed Wim Word instead of WinWord.
Why? Zoom next. Document 2, Microsoft Word.
Okay.
Document 2, Microsoft Word. Document 2, Microsoft Word.
If I change the window again.
Zoom window docked top. Zoom window docked right. Zoom window docked left.
So you can change from left to right to top to bottom, depending on what is better for you for your Zoom window type. I'm going to change it back to full.
Zoom window full. Document 2, Microsoft
now,
Word.
Every once in a while, maybe we want to have it full, but maybe we want the clock to also be frozen on the screen and magnified. So you can go in and do that as well.
File tab. Zoom text.
You can go down to
freeze
window.
Freeze.
Say that you want to
enable
a freeze window.
Freeze window enabled.
Then I can come down here, lock it on the clock, and the clock is always going to stay magnified. So even though I'm in any other, let's say I go into Excel or I go anywhere else, you're still going to be able to have that clock magnified. And you could set up those freeze windows anywhere that you want on the screen. But the clock is probably the most useful because a lot of people want to know what time it is at all times.
Zoom text user interface. Freeze.
Okay, you can also change the colors.
Scheme, invert, yellow and black.
Change everything to yellow and black. You can go in and create custom colors. There's all kinds of things that you can do with the colors.
Zoom text user interface. Normal.
You can change the pointer.
Scheme, yellow with
probably
full
the
cross.
Most popular is not the crosshairs, but the yellow mouse pointer. But if I want to get rid of that crosshair, I can just simply go in and just pick.
Scheme, red with circle.
Red with circle is another popular one. So there's all different ones that you can pick. It just depends on your eye condition and what it is that you're trying to accomplish and what software that you're working with.
Zoom text user normal.
Go back to normal. You can
normal
also
checked.
Change the actual
custom,
cursor.
Set, custom. Green circle. Document 2.
So
Microsoft
while I'm typing,
Word.
If I'm wanting the folks to be around that cursor to be quite a bit larger, you can do that as well. You can change it from circle to all different types of things. You can even go in and customize it to whatever color you want. Yeah, you can do that as well. Some people in here have their favorites.
Zoom text user interface. Custom. Scheme check test. Scheme. Green. Red. Fin.
Someone said
blue
wedge.
Document 2.
So you see all the different options that you can have. And she could change the colors of that. You can do whatever you want to do. So you really have the ability to make whatever changes you want.
Zoom text choose.
You can also turn the focus on, which a lot of people don't know
normal.
About this.
Red rectangle.
So let's say I was at a pull-down menu.
File, open configure, save config, open, restore defaults.
Taking that highlighted area and really putting focus to it. And that can be changed to different colors and types as well.
File has submenu. Zoom text chooser.
Okay, then we also have the finders. You can go in and use the desktop finder or the text finder, or you can also go out to the web and use the web finder. Within the desktop finder, here's how what I find most helpful
desktop
with this.
Desktop finder, search for.
Right now you have quite a few things checked. You've got desktop, quick launch, and all of that. But what if you didn't want all that and you just said, I'm going to turn
desktop, not doc, name,
all of these
no
off
items
and
found.
I just want what's in my system tray.
Application.
So you can quickly do that if you're trying to find something in your system tray and if you have a lot of stuff on in your system tray. It just strips everything out, shows you what's in your system tray, and you can go and select whatever it is that you want from that particular section. So those are our finder features.
Search for. Search for. Zoom text chooser interface.
I'm going to turn some of these off.
Normal.
And I'm going to go into our reading tools.
Reader.
Now, of course, within our reading tools, you have the ability to change the speech. You can have it be a female voice, a male voice. You can change the rate. You can change it. Do you want to hear the typing echo, the mouse echo? Do you want to hear the verbosity? There's so many different things that you can do and change within that. I will check, but I think it's Paul that I will check here. Does anybody have a guess what it is? Paul. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's Paul. That's probably what most people generally like. We ship with several different voices. This one's NeoSpeech. Yeah, this one's NeoSpeech. But we do ship with several different types of voices, and you can import voices in as well. We support quite a few voices. Yes, sounds like you've been around a long time like I have. I've been in this industry, like I said, like 20-some years. The first screen reader I taught on was Flipper. So that kind of dates me just a little bit. That's a very good question. I thought it was on 9. Yeah, I'm almost positive it shipped with 9. But you'll have to realize I only worked for them the last 4 months, so 10's been out. But okay. Very, very good. Thank you. Yes.
Zoom text user interface.
I'm going to go back in for just a
magnifier.
Second. Magnifier. Turn off that one window.
Line.
We're going to turn
freeze.
Off our freeze window.
Freeze window disabled.
So now we can't see the clock. We're just going to see what we're working with right here. Okay. So why upgrade to version 10 if you haven't done it? Well, we came out with 4 main things that would excite you about version 10. Obviously, the camera that I talked to you about that I hope you come by the booth and see, because you have to have version 10 to do that. The other thing is we have Background Reader. Background Reader allows you to go in and be playing information in the background while you're multitasking and doing something else. So let's say that you had a document and you were trying to learn some new information, or you were on a web page and you wanted to capture the text that was on that web page, throw it in a reader, let it come and read it to you, but then you wanted to go along with your day and answer your email. So you could have 2 things going on at one time. So that is new for us. So that is our background reader feature. So let me go ahead and open up a document.
Document 2, Microsoft Word. File name.
Let me see. Let me open up Zoom Text Image Reader.
Zoom Text Image Reader, Microsoft Word.
Okay. So there's a couple things you can do when you're using Background Reader. Again, you could do everything with keystrokes, or you can use the mouse. Now, I've already got this all highlighted, but if I didn't, I'm going to go ahead and unhighlight it. What's the hot key to select everything? You guys are brilliant. So I hit Control A. Now, you don't even have to go ahead and tell it to copy it, because once you have it all selected, you can just hit Caps S. And that's going to throw you right in.
Zoom Text Image Reader bullet forthcoming standalone or integrated.
To the reader and start reading anything and everything you have up on the screen. So if this would have been a 50-page document, boom, it would just throw it right into the reader, start reading it to you in the background. Then you could go out and work in Excel or your email or do whatever else you want to do, because it's just going to continually to read in the background for you. Now, of course, you can stop it, you can start it, you can do all of those kind of things. There's keystrokes or a little toolbar comes up.
Previous word, next word.
So if you want to go from word to word.
OCR, application, for, Zoom text, magnifier reader.
If you want next to sentence. Sentence to sentence.
Bullet portable, light, background reader, next sentence not found.
So I'm at the end of it. So this is brand new feature.
Previous sentence.
Is in version 10. And again, so it's called Background Reader. It works for text that you have in Word. It works for if you're on a web page and you capture that text. Anything that you want to throw in Background Reader, you can do that. And it can just be chatting away in the background, and then you can be performing whatever you want to do in the foreground. Any questions? Not if you had Image Reader, yes, but not which Image Reader's not out yet. But if you're the camera that we're talking about that comes that you can purchase with 10, no. That's just allowing you to see it. That's not doing OCR. That was a great question. If you had Image Reader, which is our product that will be out either the end of this year or the first part of next year, that's a little different. That's going to be the camera that ships or that you purchase to use with 10 just to use as a CCTV is a different quality camera than the type of camera that you're going to purchase to do OCR with. The type of camera that you're using for using it for, like the CCTV, that type of thing, literally you could use the camera that you have built in on your computer if you have a laptop. Any camera that you can Skype with or do anything like that with is just fine for doing the type of thing for like a CCTV. You don't want that type of camera, though, if you're doing OCR. You have to have a specific type of camera that's going to get a really crisp, clear image that's going to then be able to get a good enough image of the text that you're going to be able to perform OCR on it. But that was a great question. Any other questions about Background Reader? So it's for documents, web pages, emails, any text that's out there. You can capture it, throw it in the actual Background Reader, and have it read to you. It'll read the whole thing. You can pause it. You can start it. You can go from sentence to sentence, word to word, et cetera. Yes, Louis. So you're saying if I go to a web page. Yeah, I think it should strip everything out, Louis.
Exit. Zoom text image.
Let me see if I think I'm online here. So let me just go to our.
Open. www.iQuare.zoomtech. Windows Internet Explorer.
So I'm going to our web page.
Windows Internet Explorer.
Okay, so Lou, I'm going to select some text here that has pictures and everything here and see what I end up getting.
AI squared, making accessibility simple. Windows Internet Explorer. Info on Zoom text and Windows 8. Download a free 60-day Zoom text 10 trial.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. Let me just go to the magnifier.
Magnifier.
Okay, so here's a picture. Okay, so I did the picture link. I did everything. I'm going to control C. Does anybody remember that hotkey to throw it in the Background Reader? Caps. Very good. I have candy, too. I have candy to hand out, so.
Zoom Text Magnifier. Zoom Text Magnifier is an advanced screen magnification program that enlarges and enhances everything on the computer screen, making your computer easier to see and use. Zoom Text 10 Magnifier.
Okay, Louis, what it did is it brought everything over, the links over, and the picture over. It's just skipping over the picture and ignoring it because it can't read it because there's nothing there to read. Let me see what it does when I come up to this link.
Zoom Text Magnifier. AI squared, making accessibility, Zoom text image reader, Microsoft.
Hold on, I just threw myself out of the Background Reader.
Zoom text magnifier dash, Zoom play.
There, I threw myself back in.
Play. Exit. Zoom text image, Zoom text magnify, Zoom Text Magnifier, AI Squared, Making Accessibility Simple, Windows Internet Explorer.
Control C, what was it again? Caps what?
Zoom Text Magnifier. Zoom Text Magnifier is an advanced screen magnification program that enlarges and enhances everything on the computer screen, making your computer easier to see and use. Zoom Text 10 Magnifier features include Zoom Text Camera **2 Inversion 2. Zoom Text Camera feature allows you to use any high definition HD webcam to view.
Looks like it's just reading it. It's not stating that it's a link or anything. It's just reading the text and skipping over it. So it's bringing everything over. It's just reading the actual text to you. Okay, I'm being told I need to wrap up. So let me talk about Recorder, because this is one of my favorite features. How many of you guys carry around, the little BookSense, the Victor readers, the iPods, all the little devices to listen to books and everything, right? And that's wonderful. But what if you were on a web page one day and you said, I could take that text.
Zoom Text Magnifier, AI Squared.
And take it with me. Because I have to leave, my bus is coming, and I've got to get on the bus. Wouldn't you love just to have a keystroke to be able to copy that text, throw it into a recorder, and then have it converted out super simply to go to whatever device that you wanted it to go to? The correct answer is yes. Okay. So that's why we came up with the Zoom Text Recorder. You have the ability on a web page, if you're in Word, wherever you are. Again, same thing. We've highlighted the text. Now what we're going to do is we're going to tell it we want to copy that particular text. So I already highlighted it with Control A. So I'm going to actually not even go. There's several ways to do this. You can go the long way and you can highlight it and then you can open the reader. Or if you know all the hotkeys, you can just select the text, which I've already done. Now we knew before it was Caps Lock S. With this, it's just Control Caps Lock S.
Zoom Text Recorder, Track Name, Zoom Text Magnifier, Zoom.
So this opens up our recorder. Now you have the ability to record out to a file. You have the ability to go to iTunes or Windows Media Player. I'm going to go ahead and do iTunes because I happen to have that on here.
Record text, iTunes.
So when you do iTunes, it automatically goes to an MP3. You also have the ability, let's say you wanted to record it in a female voice or a different voice. You could go and change the voice selection for the recording. You can preview it. You can do all kinds of things with this. When you're actually doing the actual recording, let's say it was a really big document, it takes between 10 and 15 seconds per page. So what we're doing here is probably not real big. I'm just going to go down to record.
Record text.
It's recording it right now.
Close.
When it's done, boom, that was pretty quick. iTunes is there. It throws it into the
Zoom
playlist.
Text 10. iTunes. Zoom Text Magnifier. Zoom Text Magnifier is time 0:29. Zoom Text Zoom Text. Zoom Text Magnifier
by artist.
Zoom Text Magnifier is an advanced screen magnification program that enlarges and enhances
right
everything
in
on the computer screen, making your computer easier to see and use.
You have the ability, of course, to then take that, put it on your iPod. If you saved it as a file, you could put it on any of your books, you know, any of your players and anything. Very, very simple and easy to do. Yes. It's a great suggestion. Since we're in the middle of changing Zoom Reader right now, I don't know why I don't just suggest that. I think that would be another great import device because you're just snapping a picture, boom, you want to own it. So, yeah, I think, so right now, no. Is that a possibility? I don't see why not. Correct. So I think it's a great idea. So I will definitely, if you could do me a huge favor, did you take my business card already?
No.
Okay, let me give it to you. Because I'll be honest, I'm on the road every week this month, and I don't want to forget that, because that's like probably one of the best ideas I've heard in a long time with this particular feature. So please email me, and I will make sure that we get that added to the list and see if that can happen. So that's one of the things, and then the camera. And then, they, of course, just did bug fixes and all kinds of great things. So if you don't have Zoom Text 10 and you want to check it out, raise your hand and I'll give you a demo of it. Take with you. Here you go. Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. So hold on 1 second. I will address that as well. No, it will go over it, though. This particular copy did... Okay. This is a demo copy, so it will go over it, and this is good for 60 days, so I don't know. You might want to just contact our tech support, because I don't know if you might have to, you know, obviously if you decide not to purchase it and you want to go back to 9, I don't know what the steps would be, and I don't want to mistell you. So Windows 8, great question. Oh, did you not get one? I'm sorry. And I have more if you guys want to come by the booth and you want one for a friend or whatever, we can do that as well. This particular version does not work in Windows 8. Do we work in Windows 8? Yes, we currently are in the midst of have a beta version that works in Windows 8. We haven't released it yet because there's some extra things that we want to do to it. But if you yourself are using Windows 8 or need Windows 8, contact me and we can get you the beta copy. Or if you think that you want to go on our beta team and help us with what's going on with Windows 8 and say, hey, it'd be great if we could do X, Y, and Z, and you want to take the time to be part of the beta team, contact me, and I can talk to you more about that as well. So do we work in Windows 8? Yes. Does that particular version work with Windows 8? No. Oh, of course, yes. XP, Vista, Windows 7. And if you... also, just have friends that want to check out our product, feel free to have them go to our website. And there's an area within our website, too, that talks about Windows 8. And if you want to become a beta tester or have more questions about Windows 8, and you can sign up for it right on that particular website as well. Any other questions? Well, great. You guys have been a good audience. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Kimberly. That's really great. And I think you're going to sell a lot of product here. Louis, are you here? Okay. Now comes the perhaps abbreviated but nevertheless interesting presentation about Apple TV. In the program, we mentioned that we really need accessible TV. And we know all you low vision people will like to watch TVs, so all the crap that's on it. No, I didn't say that. But anyway, at the ACB convention last summer, we saw some folks from the UK, and they're way ahead of us on accessible TV. They've got accessible talking set-top boxes, and they've got accessible satellite gadgets, and they've got even accessible TV sets that talk from Panasonic that seem to only work there and not here. But anyway, we're moving toward accessibility of TV, and with the legislation, the 21st Century, et cetera, Act, we're going to get it. It's just a matter of time. And it seems as though one step toward this that's available now is something called Apple TV. And Louis told me that he would tell us what it is and how it works and how it can be an access tool for blind folks who want to use TV sets. Louis, are you? He's there. Who needs the microphone? And on behalf of Bernice, let me say thank you guys for coming. And again, she's sorry she couldn't be here. She'll be around the convention. You got 25 minutes or something, I guess. I apologize also for letting us get behind at the beginning of this thing. I'm just my usual incompetent self. What can I say? We are feeding back here, friends. So Apple TV is not a TV set, although I've heard that Apple may be going to make TV sets, may be going to make set-top boxes. But it's an interface, and It looks like it might be, as I said, a step toward accessible television. Hello, hello. Am I doing that?
Your Apple TV isn't connected to the network. To check your network settings, choose Settings, General, then select Network, 1 of 1.
That's working. Okay. You need this mic? Yeah, please.
Hang on a second. Okay, good. Once again, I'm here to talk about Apple TV and all that Apple TV can do for us. I've been using Apple TV for quite a while, and I have done a great deal of things with it in terms of using Netflix and some of the shows I get from iTunes and old National Geographic things that I like to go through. However, is it all audio described? Some of the shows are, some of them are not. To give you an idea of how much can you customize Apple TV, how much can it read to you, I'm going to go to the settings and change some of the accessibility, slow it down so that people can hear things. So, let's see.
In main menu, computers. In main menu, computers. Button, 1 of 2. Settings, button. 2 of 2.
Let me see here. Okay, let me describe to you what it is. Apple TV is a real tiny little box itself. And when you buy an Apple TV, you get a power cable.
General, button, 1 of 7.
You get a remote control, which is kind of unique. It feels like a little piece of those, a piece of candy, those Jolly Rancher candy sticks. That's what it feels like. And there's one round circle with a center button, which is play or pause. And then you have the scroll forward, scroll back. And then you have scroll up or down. And then you have a menu button. And as Stephanie described it to me with the symbol, it's a pause play button, which to me is just basically just rereads what I tell it. When I push it, it rereads what it's on the screen. So.
General, button, 1 of 7.
Okay, let me see.
Screensaver, button, iTunes Store, audio and video, button, 4 of 7. AirPlay, button, computers, button, sleep now, button, sleep now, sleep now, button.
No.
Computers, button, 6 of 7.
AirPlay, no.
Button, 5 of 7.
Okay. That's a very good question. When you get voice, and when you buy Apple TV, this is the only device. There's a new version of Apple TV that has come out. Mine, I just upgraded the firmware because mine's still fairly new. Mine is not even a year old. Anyway, when you get Apple TV, you can go into the menus and enable accessibility. You go into accessibility, you can enable voiceover. It's built in. You do not need to buy anything. VoiceOver is nothing. There's no computer hooked up to this thing. Actually, the way it is connected right now, on the box itself, there is a USB connector, a mini USB connector. That's basically what it is. An HDMI connector, a network, a hardwire network hookup, and a power connection. There's also a... what they call it, digital audio hookup, which I haven't found an adapter that works. So the audio that's coming through is coming through the HDMI box to the projector. The projector that I'm using is a BenQ, and the BenQ has an audio output. So the HDMI audio is being piped out to the house audio through the output signal for where you would plug in an external speaker. So, there's no stupid question, but go ahead and ask. Yes. No, okay. You can use this in any of today's TVs. If your TV is 25 years old, chances are you don't have an HDMI hookup. Now, I've seen some adapters to hook up HDMI to standard composites. They don't work. I tried them, and they don't work. Well, you don't have to be a flat screen, because a flat screen is nice, but some of people don't like flat screen. Some people don't want to give up their... We had a Sony Trinitron TV. It was a boob tube TV, but it was one of the earlier HDMI hookups, and it didn't support the high resolution that we have today in the TV world, but it did okay. It worked fine. So it works with that. But if you have a TV, a newer TV, and it's got an HDMI hookup, you should be able to connect to it without a problem. Yeah, digital. The nice thing about it is that if your TV doesn't have any text-to-speech, you can still get VoiceOver to come through your speakers, and here you can hear everything. I use it for many things. My primary reason for really liking this, I'm a music nut, and I love music throughout the house. So what I do is I like their music player. It's very good. You can go in and listen to music. You can set the genre you want. If you want to have, 70s music, you want 60s, you want progressive rock, you want jazz, you want big band music, it has it. And the good thing about it, let's say you listen to Benny Goodman and you're tired of hearing a song because they keep playing it over and over. You hit the advance button and it'll go to the next track, or it'll switch to another station that plays the same genre you selected. So it doesn't, you're not bound by waiting till the song is over or when you hit. You know how in Pandora you have the thing where you're limited to how many songs you can skip forward unless you pay for the full-blown version? With this one, you don't have to. It does a good job. But continuing on with it, let me go through some of the...
AirPlay, button, 5 of 7. AirPlay, button, 5 of 7. Computers, button, 6 of 7.
Okay, let me...
In computers. Turn on home sharing, button, 1 of 1.
If you turn on home sharing...
Home sharing lets you stream your content from iTunes libraries in your home. Home sharing requires an Apple ID and iTunes 10.5 or later.
Okay, what it does basically, if you have Wi-Fi and you have a movie on your computer... You can play it through iTunes if you have home sharing turned on, and it'll go through your computer. It'll go onto the box from your computer without having to run any wires or anything. Into your TV and out to the screen, and everybody's happy. Let me see what else is there.
Turn on home sharing button. Turn on home sharing button. Okay, 1 of 1 in settings. Computers button. 6 of 7.
Okay, let me go up.
Play button. Audio and video button. 4 of 7. AirPlay button, 5 of 7. AirPlay on button, 1 of 4.
AirPlay is on. So if
AirPlay lets you show the screen or play content wirelessly from supported iOS devices or computers. Go to www.apple.com/support/applet v for more information.
Okay. Now.
AirPlay on button, 1 of 4. AirPlay on button. AirPlay
Stop.
In settings. Audio and video button, 4 of 7. iTunes Store button. Screensaver button. General button. 1 of 7. In general. About button. 1 of 15. Name. Network button. Parental controls. Remotes button. Update software button. Time zone. Sleep after. 1 hour. Send data to Apple. Yes. Language button. Accessibility button. 11. Inaccessibility. Voice over. On. Button, 1 of, speech rate, normal, button, 2, speech rate, fast, button, 2 of 4, voice pitch, on, button, 3 of 4, accessibility menu, on, button, 4 of, accessibility menu, on, accessibility menu, use pitch, on, button, speech rate, fast, button, 2 of 4, speech rate, very fast, button, 2 of 4, speech rate, slow, button, 2 of 4, speech rate, slow, button, 2 of, in general. Accessibility. Button. 11 of 15. Troubleshooting. Button. 12 of 15.
in case there's a problem, you can go to a troubleshooter. Usually it takes over from here and it's a problem and it needs to reset itself. It'll reboot itself and come back. You don't lose the speech. Once you set the accessibility settings and you go through any of the menus,
accessibility,
everything is
button.
Fully accessible.
Language, button.
Okay, let's 10 see.
50. Send data to Apple.
Okay.
Yes.
You can send data to Apple in case there's a problem.
1 hour, button.
I always send
time
stuff.
Zone. Cupertino, button.
See, it's set up for time zone for Cupertino because I live in Southern California and it's the same time zone, so I don't care.
Update software, button. 6 of 15.
And your update software, it's quick. I do the software updates online, it's great. I'm running it wireless at home, so it works pretty good. You can have wireless or you can have it hardwired, whichever you want. Brooks, are we hooked up to the end? Okay. Because I'm going to go
remotes,
to...
Remotes, button, 5 of 15. Parental controls.
I'm connected?
Button, 4 of 15.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Network, button, name, about, button, 1 of 15. In settings. Screensaver. iTunes Store. General, button, general. General, button. Screensaver. Button. Two. Screensaver. Button. 2 of 7. iTunes Store. Button. 3. Audio and video. Button. 4 of 7. In audio and video. Repeat music. Off. Button. 1 of 2. Sound check. Sound effects. Show playlists. Dolby Digital. Audio output. Auto. Button. Audio language. Default.
Okay.
Button. Subtitle language. English. But closed captioning. On. Button. 9 of 12.
Okay, as you can see, there's closed captioning. If you disable closed captioning, if there's anything you come across a movie that's got closed captioning, you won't hear it. But if you have it enabled, it'll definitely read stuff. I mean, I've come across some of the movies. And when I go on the internet and you go through like Channel 9 or Channel 2, and you're listening through their web broadcast, and they have a subcarrier, you can go and switch over to the captioning and listen to the signal on their subcarrier, the SAP channel. And it works pretty good.
Adjust for AirPlay over scan. HDMI output. Auto. But TV resolution. Auto. TV resolution.
Okay, so there's that menu.
In settings. Audio and video. In main menu. Movies. Button. 1. Netflix. Button. NHL. Button. 6 of 4. Net movies. Button. 1 of. Top movies. 2 of 5. The Amazing Spider-Man. 3 of 4. In top movies. The Amazing Spider-Man. 1 of 50. In new and noteworthy. The Amazing Spider-Man. Savages. 1 of 5. In unconventional romances. Ruby Sparks. 1 of 30. Babe. 2 of 30. Midnight in Paris. 3 of 30.
Let me see if it'll...
Preview. Button.
Where's the preview
four.
Button? This is good. Let's see if it works. Let's see if it
Cheers.
Works.
Cheers. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be perfectly frank. I'm excited about this corporate merger between...
That's
our
a movie that's playing
company,
through iTunes, and this is only a preview that you're hearing. So we're going through the internet. As you can see, it's very quick and responsive.
Certainly been no friend of the United States.
I mean, you can't exactly blame them for not following us down that rabbit's hole in Iraq with the whole Bush.
Oh, please,
let's
not get into that.
Honey, we're not getting into it. By the way, it's fine for your father and I to disagree. That's what a democracy is. Your father doesn't mean we don't respect each other's views. Am I right?
If I hold the right side of the circle that I mentioned
button.
Earlier.
One
see,
of four.
It finished the preview.
Midnight in Paris. Gravier Productions.
And I have four choices
in
here.
Media
I
can, production.
I've already seen
SL,
the preview.
PG. In viewers also watched. You again. Rotten Tomatoes. Button. 1 of 16.
Okay, hang on. Let's see.
In viewers also watched. Preview. Button.
I
1
can
of 4.
Preview this one or I can buy it.
$19.99.
That's how much it costs.
Add to wish list. Button. 3
or
of 4.
Or I can add it to my wish list.
More. Button. 4 of 4.
Or I can go to more options and get more,
add to
more movies.
Preview. Button.
So I'm going to back
one
up
of four.
One.
Top movies. 2 of 5. In unconventional romances. Midnight in Paris. In main menu. Movies. Netflix. NHL. Radio. Button. Radio. Button. 11 of 14. Loading internet radio stations. 1 of 1. In radio. Categories. 70s retro. Button. 1 of 25. In 70s retro. 70s hits. Button. 1 of 71.
Yeah, you can get to ACB radio.
Loading.
I didn't program it for this one. But here's the thing. If you come across a station you like...
You are listening to the greatest hits of the 1970s.
70s
this
hits.
Is 70s hits.
I don't want to hear here. So we'll go to the next one. That's right. Too new. We got to find something. As you can see, I can go there or I can go to another station. And all I'm doing is hitting the arrow button. Now let's see if this works. Okay. All you people are thinking all those bad things you were doing back then, stop it. Okay, now let's see. And if you want to go to another genre, just so, because I want to...
In 70s retro. 70s hits in radio. Categories. 70s retro. 80s flashback. 90s hits. Adult contemporary. But alternative rock. Ambient. Button. Blues. Button. Classic rock.
We're coming down.
Classical. Button. College university. Comedy. Button. Country. Button. Eclectic. Button. Electronica. Button. Golden oldies. Button.
Golden oldies. 26. Here we go.
In golden oldies. Music Goldies on Rock Music FM. Music Goldies on Rock Music FM. Music Goldies on Rock Music. 103.3 watts. 104.3K hits Chicago. Button. Loading.
Loving and committed to doing justice. Since 1877, U of D Jesuit has been educating men.
See, all these different stations, if I find a station that I want, I can go add it to the various...
In golden oldies, 104.3K hit.
Let me see, I just want to try one more thing before.
Hard rock metal, button. Hip hop rap.
Now I'm looking...
International world. Jazz, button. 20... News talk radio. Reggae Island, button. Religious, button. International world, button. Jazz, button. In jazz, Jazz FM 91 Cap Oscar. Loading.
Okay, now this is jazz.
Now playing, Jazz FM 91 Cap Oscar Peterson channel.
Look. Okay, as you folks can see, Apple TV gives you a variety. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go rent a big movie and see it. You guys can listen to a descriptive movie. However, you can get that in it. Let me do this first. Let's stop a moment.
Loading.
Okay, he's off now. Okay, so
now playing.
That's what Apple TV is all about. If you have any questions, I can ask questions. If not, I'm turning the microphone over to Roger. Yes. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Can you repeat the question in a louder voice, Ken, so they can hear you up front? Or enable your microphone over there. Oh, no, you don't have a microphone, so. I came across one movie on Netflix before my free month expired that had its own audio described already in there. And it came through okay. I did not have a problem with it. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, this is a good device. If there's going to be any type of captioning being displayed, and you enable it in VoiceOver, it'll read it. So it works out good. Any other question? Okay, Apple TV can run as low as $99, and I think the new one's coming out. Don't quote me on this, but I'm going to go on a limb and say it's $149. This one I can tell you that I didn't pay for. It was bought to me by a group of doctors for a project I did for them as a gift for the project that I completed for them. Yeah, and like I said, they just recently released a new revision of the Apple TV. I'm hoping that Apple follows the advice and the recommendation of some of us where they would have both HDMI input and output so that we can run our set-top boxes through it and have VoiceOver be the speech program. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to Roger, and I thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Louis. I think this is clearly something that's available now, and it's going to be even better before long. So, as I say, with the legislative background and all that stuff. So, looks like one of these days we'll have accessible TV all the way around. Again, on behalf of Bernice, thank you for coming. And you can pay Donna Sanchez, the treasurer of CCCLV, is here. She'll be glad to accept dues. And we got to get out of here and let them set up for the board meeting. Thank you very much. Bye.